Several commercial off-the-shelf ITS for work zones are now available to improve safety and improve traffic flow. Two types of systems that can help improve large truck safety in work zones are queue warning systems and dynamic lane merge systems. These systems can be combined to form a hybrid queue warning system that can be more effective in some cases. Queue warning system. A queue warning system automatically provides motorists with warnings when downstream traffic in a work zone is stopped or slowed. This queue warning system deploys static signs with flashing beacons that are activated when traffic queues are present. A more sophisticated queue warning system uses a portable changeable message sign to provide more detailed warnings, is on the right. Both systems depend on downstream information for their activation. The queue warning system pictured uses a single portable changeable message system, PCMS, placed 3.5 miles upstream of a merge taper, with four portable speed sensors deployed from the merge taper to approximately 2.5 miles upstream, as shown below. The downstream speed sensors drive the messages on the PCMS, indicating the downstream traffic status in the work zone to help drivers gauge how close the congestion is to downstream, and also to add credibility to the message that it is indeed current. As long as the traffic passing the four sensors stays at or near the design speed, the PCMS displays only a roadwork ahead message. As the queue begins to build and traffic slows downstream near the work zone, as shown below, the speed sensors 3 miles downstream send a single message to the PCMS to reflect the condition by showing the message, slow traffic 3 miles ahead. As traffic slows further and the speed reduction moves further upstream, the message changes to show stop traffic 2 miles. Effectiveness of queue warning systems. TTI released a report in September of 2015 after using their queue warning system on more than 200 nighttime lane closures in the I-35 corridor. TTI reported, crashes on nights with the system in place were reduced by 18 to 45% compared to an estimate of what they would have been if systems had not been deployed. Fewer rear-end collisions and severe crashes, which are injury plus fatality, at lane closures with the system deployed than at similar lane closures without the system. Savings of between $1.4 million and $1.8 million in societal crash costs. Ongoing savings of societal crash costs of between $6,600 and $10,000 per night of deployment.
Using end-of-queue warnings to reduce severe crashes from 58% of crashes at lane closures to 41%. Rear-end crashes also fell from 58% to 36%.
Dynamic lane merge systems.
Many motorists move out of a closed travel lane as soon as they see static advance warning signing for the lane closure.
This creates a traffic queue in the open lane but leaves the closed lane mostly unused, except for those few individuals who choose to remain in the closed lane right up to the lane closure merge point and try to force their way into the open lane. On low-volume roads with high average speeds, this is not a problem, and may even be encouraged. However, on high traffic volume roads with lower average speeds due to congestion, this can become a problem. On high traffic volume roads with lower average speeds, the early merge motorist strategy can create confusion and frustration, which can be exacerbated by large truck traffic. In these instances, research has shown that early merging techniques tend to generate speed differentials between the open lane and the closed lane, which can lead to aggressive driving maneuvers as vehicles use the near-empty closed lane to pass queued vehicles before darting back into the open lane just before a merge point. This type of driving increases the probability of work zone crashes. Furthermore, some drivers take matters into their own hands by straddling the broken white markings to create rolling roadblocks. A dynamic lane merge system is a controlled merge strategy that uses real-time traffic characteristics to convey instructions to motorists through changeable message signs or flashing indicators on static signs. DLM can use either early merging or late merging to smooth traffic flow near the work zone bottleneck, especially in a 2-to-1 merge. The strategy has been shown to reduce overall queue length and prevent queue jumping behaviors. DLM late merge strategy has been shown to be especially useful when the percentage of heavy vehicles is greater than 20% due to the truck's slow acceleration rates. The DLM late merge strategy is easily implemented with a pair of portable changeable message signs. Whenever a traffic queue is detected near the lane closure, both PCMSs are activated. The first PCMS is positioned upstream of the maximum expected queue near the advanced warning signage for the lane closure. The two-phase message is, 1. Use both lanes, or if all lanes in the roadway are more than two lanes per direction, 2. Merge point. The second PCMS is positioned just above the lane closure merge point. When activated, it displays message phase 1, merge here, and phase 2, take your turn. Using all lanes for traffic when a queue is present reduces the total length of the queue. In addition, by eliminating the opportunity for some drivers to jump the queue, merging behaviors are smoother and less adversarial between vehicles. A hybrid queue warning and dynamic merge system. A few agencies, such as the Maryland State Highway Administration, are now using the queue warning and DLM systems together to provide a hybrid system. In the illustration, the arrangement of 5 iCones, a proprietary system, and 3 PCMS devices set up over a 3.5-mile length from PCMS 3 to the start of the lane closure merge at PCMS 1. Below, at right, are the messages displayed by the 3 PCMS, based on the speed feedback from the 5 iCones placed over a 2.5-mile interval upstream of the start of the lane closure merge. As shown, the PCMS messages vary based on the icone speed data and incorporate both speed reduction notifications and dynamic merge information. Additional discussion of these three options is available in the WorkZone Safety Consortium's Large Truck Technical Advisory Document, Design and Operation of WorkZone Strategies to Improve Large Truck Safety. Egress.
Two of the Minnesota innovations using intelligent warning systems for assisting work trucks merge into traffic flow when they must use the mainline road to accelerate are shown here.
Minnesota warrants the use of these intelligent work zone systems for egress when trucks must use the mainline roadway to accelerate. A truck merge lane cannot be provided on the project. The haul road entrance is visibly obscured to drivers. The ADT on the roadway is above the level where truck drivers can easily find a gap in traffic and accelerate within the traffic lane without causing traffic to suddenly adjust speed or change lanes. The benefits from the use of this intelligent transportation system are the ability to alert motorists on the mainline road of a slowly accelerating truck entering the faster-moving traffic lane and provide sufficient time for motorists to react appropriately, such as slowing down or changing lanes. Ingress. Two additional Minnesota innovations using intelligent warning systems for assisting work trucks exit from the mainline traffic flow are shown here. Minnesota warrants the use of these intelligent work zone systems for exit from the mainline road when trucks must use the mainline roadway to decelerate. The ADT on the roadway is above the volume where the traffic can safely suddenly adjust speed or change lanes to avoid slowing trucks. The benefits from use of this intelligent transportation system for decelerating trucks are the ability to alert motorists of the mainline road of a decelerating truck exiting the faster-moving traffic lane and provide sufficient time for motorists to react appropriately, such as slowing down or changing lanes if possible.